15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At number one this week on the countdown, the wraparound that is all the discussion about conservative talk and political talk and right-wing, left-wing talk.
The shootings in the focus at number one.
And the bill President Bush signed, I think, in 2007, if he had been identified with this mental illness, he would not have been able to buy this gun, this kind of a gun. And so that, I mean, the laws were there, but this, he fell through the system because he fell through the cracks because he wasn't identified, because when he left the community college, nobody approached him, apparently. It's about the availability of those kinds of guns to people with mental illness. And it's about treating that mental illness as soon as we possibly can, from when they're children to whatever age.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. That was Senator Sherrod Brown focusing on Jared Loughner. Why does he have, or did he have, I guess he still does. Well, once you're in jail, you can't get, if you're a felon, you can't get a gun, right? I think that's the way it works. But the focus here is on how he got the gun in the first place, and most anybody with any common sense, any observational skills, sees what this guy is all about and grows increasingly skeptical of the federal government, the FBI, the background checks, all that stuff, the locals. How does this happen? Social outcast, bizarre ramblings, hates the government, all of these things. Loughner, these seems to be the background for him. So we'll continue. Here's Bill O'Reilly, who basically has disgust for what he sees is the outcome of all of this.
The attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Arizona was an attack on every law-abiding American citizen. The man who shot the congresswoman murdered a federal judge and five other people, including a nine-year-old girl, has damaged our republic far beyond the taking of human lives. If politicians cannot walk freely to talk with their constituents, we don't have a democracy. Talking Points believes that any new laws that provide greater safety for public officials should be considered. We simply cannot have chaos at this level. The killer, Jared Loughner, is a psychopath. Civilization has always had them and always will. There is no solution to the likes of Loughner. Besides the senseless violence, there is another disgusting display sweeping America, and that is the exploitation of the murders by political zealots. Only moments after Congresswoman Giffords was shot, some far-left loons began to spew their hatred. Conservatives encouraged Loughner to pull the trigger. Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, Fox News all spurred the psychopath to kill the six people. The merchants of hate who are peddling this stuff should be accountable. So let's begin with the New York Times. In an editorial today, that far-left newspaper said, quote, "It is legitimate to hold Republicans, and particularly their most virulent supporters, in the media, responsible for the gale of anger that has produced the vast majority of these death threats. Many on the right have exploited the arguments of division, reaping political power, by demonizing immigrants, or welfare recipients, or bureaucrats." Unquote. That is flat out reprehensible, and every American should condemn that New York Times editorial. President Obama struck exactly the right tone on Saturday when he said this.
It's not surprising that today Gabby was doing what she always does, listening to the hopes and concerns of her neighbors. That is the essence of what our democracy is all about. That is why this is more than a tragedy for those involved. It is a tragedy for Arizona and a tragedy for our entire country. What Americans do at times of tragedy is to come together and support each other.
Well, that is good leadership from Mr. Obama. Unfortunately, it's not happening. One final note. There is hatred on the right as well. There is over-the-top rhetoric. And these murders in Arizona should remind conservatives that there are boundaries, lines that should not be crossed. Hate is hate. It doesn't matter where it comes from.
Radio host Joe Crummy now with a focus on Loughner again.
Trying to blame what he did on Sarah Palin, which I heard this weekend a lot, or the Tea Party, people just jumping on this, or the fact that we need more gun control and all this kind of stuff. Trying to make sense out of this guy is somewhat like seeing somebody's reflection in a funhouse mirror and then trying to conclude what they look like. It's you're wasting your time. This guy does not have a coherent political philosophy that you can talk about. He is not lucid. He's completely unhinged. He's a nut. And yet, it was amazing over the weekend to see the finger-pointing going on and people saying, oh, well, it's obviously Sarah Palin who started this with the targets because Sarah Palin had had a target on this woman with regard to politics. You know, there's one thing, political metaphor in the United States, like I target, you know, Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson because she voted for the health care bill. That's roughly what Palin was talking about. I target you and I target a number of other people. There's one thing, political metaphor is one thing, and inciting people to violence is something completely different than that. And to me, I am amazed that people finger pointing started as quickly as it did. But what bothers me is when they don't get called out on it, when the media is willingly complicit in this kind of thing. It's one thing to say something nutty and have people call you out on it. It's a free country, and we should not limit our political debate based on whether or not some nutcase is gonna go off. I mean, why should we allow them to define who we are? We can't do that in the United States. But it's another thing when people say horrible things that have been said about Arizona, those people who would support that immigration law called SB 1070, which I did and still support, and throw around racism terms left and right. Nobody calls anybody out on it. That, to me, ticks me off. And here's this Pima County sheriff who is engaging in that very same demonization of the people that disagree with him in the name of, oh, we need to clean up our discourse. What a hypocrite that guy is. And people in Washington talking about we're going to dial back the rhetoric. Let me tell you, that's disingenuous. That's going to take about 48 hours, and we'll get back to where we were.
Pretty much like New York was after September 11th. The last thing I remember was everybody talking about how civil it was for 4 or 5 months. You could argue a year, and then it went back to where it was because that seems to be human nature. The thing that bothers me is we have precious few good congressmen and women. And so this kind of stuff sends good people away from service. Now, this woman was an extraordinarily good servant. Thoughtful, helpful, interested, kind, intelligent, all those things. I never heard of the woman before. And then looking at all of the things that we've been exposed to over the past 3-4 days, it does seem that she was the model that many would use, regardless of her voting record, how she approached her job seriously and not trying to get something apparently out of it. We could learn a lesson from her and be thankful that the jerks around like Tom DeLay got jail time. The sad thing is that she got something that she didn't deserve.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact, Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Swole again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. you can get a Black Classic secured Visa card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black secured Visa card on its way to you. That's thebestsecuredcard.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
800-510-8255. The results of the poll that has been running for the past 24 hours. We'll give you that in a few moments. Who's responsible for the tragedy in Arizona? Give you where the numbers lie. 800-510-8255. What else are we thinking about? George is in Wilmington, North Carolina. Go ahead, George. You're on the countdown live.
Good morning. Glad to speak to you finally.
Sure, sir.
Just wanted to say I think a lot of this Congress and all has gotten so out of hand over the years. They go in and take an oath to the Constitution, yet they try to change it all the time. I think our forefathers that founded this country were smarter than most of the people that are running this country today. And my point is this. With the Second Amendment, they gave us the right to try to protect our families when legal law enforcement people are not available. And it's been tested over and over, and I have been involved back in my military days when the Kennedy was shot and all, on testing of certain things that was done out in California at the time and has not been released to the public or anybody else due to some other...
You're kind of rambling, George. What are you talking about?
What I'm leading up to is this. People do not understand the difference between getting a license just to buy a pistol and to carry a concealed weapon. And I don't understand how this gentleman got the right to go and purchase a pistol.
That's what we're all saying. He passed the FBI background check, and that shows you the FBI background check is faulty. The poll results from last 24 hours, the question was what or who is responsible for the tragedy in Arizona. So far, 74% of you have said nobody is at fault but the shooter. 12% of you have said the system for allowing him to slip through unnoticed. 8% political extremism on both sides. 6% said loose gun control laws, allowing the shooter to get a gun and ammunition. I think that both that's D, both B and D, the system for allowing him to slip through unnoticed and loose gun control laws. I think there's a bit of truth actually to all four of those items. What say you? 800-510-8255. Gene in New York State. Go ahead. You're on the countdown now.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
There's so much I'd like to say. We don't have the time, so I'll try to be brief. But bottom line is, and it's true any place in the world, somebody wants to do something, and they have the means, they're going to do it. And how are you going to stop them? That's the scary part, but it's a fact.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number two on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, Sarah Palin and the rest of the rhetoric. John King from CNN explains and discusses this with Eric Erickson and James Carville.
Well, tonight there's a new controversy over Palin's use of the term blood libel. It refers to a centuries-old myth that Jews killed Christian children and drank their blood, and has been invoked throughout history as a pretext for violence against Jews. A statement today from the Anti-Defamation League says even though it's inappropriate to blame Sarah Palin and others for the Tucson tragedy, quote, we wish that Palin had used another phrase instead of one so fraught with pain in Jewish history. Eric, let me ask you first, Sarah Palin obviously wanted to respond to her critics. There are some asking, not only did she use, why did she use that term, blood libel, but why did she do it today on a day when the president and others are gathering for this memorial service?
For a week, we've had people blame Sarah Palin for this death, not Jared Lochner, but Sarah Palin for this tragedy. For a week, they've attacked her for saying nothing about the tragedy. So today she says something, and they're attacking her again for the use of blood libel. When they start attacking Frank Rich from the New York Times, Andrew Sullivan from The Atlantic, The Associated Press, The Boston Globe, CBS News, and others who in the past 2 years have used that phrase in other meetings, then I'll probably take them seriously. This is akin to attacking James and me for using the word Trinity when we make our gumbo with our celery, onions, and bell pepper.
James, what do you make of this? Governor Palin has a point in the sense that we can all criticize people's actions during the campaign, the images they use, but for some who said, you know, she is responsible, that is over the line, right?
Well, of course it's over the line. Sarah Palin never lived this kind of thing. That, having said that, the targets thing that she put out, when you saw it after that, you just kind of flinched. I wish her well. I hope she's a Republican nominee, so I don't want her damaged, but... And, you know, blood libel was all over the right wing before that. Some other speechwriters probably picked it up from the Wall Street Journal or from Andrew Breitbart or any number of places. Pat Buchanan thought it was a nifty term. So I don't think she knew what she was saying. She's always, one always gives a great leeway, and any time she would invoke the defense of stupidity, we would believe that instantly. So I don't think she meant anything anti-Semitic by it.
All right. James Carville, Eric Erickson on CNN, the focus on blood libel. Is there anything people will leave alone in this discussion? There are a lot of people, I know that some public relations people have been asked to share some advice to people who do talk radio programs. These are not radio programmers. They are communications professionals who understand that every organization has more than one constituency that has to be served. So many of these radio hosts are remaining true to themselves and their listeners that are listening right now. it may behoove station management and ownership to reach out to other constituencies like advertisers and people who don't listen and political leaders, that sort of thing. Educating and otherwise conversing with those groups could stave off a number of future problems. There's been no secret that a lot of people want to re-regulate the radio. There's a representative from South Carolina, I think his name is Clyburn, who's introducing legislation to bring back the fairness doctrine. Is that because people who are doing this for a living are over the top focused on themselves and aren't really grasping the issue and aren't presenting both sides? Well, we present both sides here. Here's radio host Frank Shires now, tired of the finger pointing.
I am one of those people that in the last few days, it has driven me absolutely crazy because people on the left have taken the opportunity to finger point at people, everything from the Tea Party to conservatives to Rush Limbaugh to Sarah Palin. I mean, they are this whole world of political bomb throwers have been blaming this, seeking to blame the work of a crazy person on people on the right. And you know, I'm conservative. You know, I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. I'm, you know, a libertarian-leaning conservative guy. And so when people are throwing bombs at my side, it makes me crazy. Because let me just be straight about this. Jared Loughner was nuts. But he was not motivated by people like me. He was not motivated by political talk radio or cable television or any of that crap, of which I'm a part, of course. I'm part of the crap. Zach Osler was on Good Morning America this morning. He was interviewed by Ashley Banfield. Zach arguably was Jared Loughner's closest friend, at least in high school. Knew each other very, very well. Zach went over to Jared's house a lot, where he said, by the way, it wasn't exactly a welcoming environment.
The house itself is kind of shrouded, it's kind of covered up, like cold. Cold, dark, unpleasant. I always felt unwelcome, always. I felt really unwelcome and like I shouldn't be there.
Now, he talked about what caused the shooting. And I want you to listen to this quotation carefully, because this, to me, flies in the face of all of the bomb throwers, all the people who are trying to score political points about this, whether it's on the right or the left. All of them ought to just shut the hell up, because they don't know what they're talking about. Here's a guy who does. Listen to what Jared Loughner's friend, Zach Osler, says about his motivations.
He did not watch TV. He disliked the news. He didn't listen to political radio. He didn't take sides. He wasn't on the left. He wasn't on the right.
Didn't watch TV. Didn't like the news. Didn't listen to political radio. Didn't take positions. Wasn't on the right. Wasn't on the left. That pretty much covers it, don't you think?
Yes, I think it does. Frank Shires with the focus on Jared Loughner and his apolitical.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number three on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the gun debate. Here's radio host Dave Ross offering a solution in terms of the gun debate, how to stop the next Jared Loughner from getting a gun.
Basically, in this country, where everybody can get easy access to firearms, it is now up. All we're left with, basically, since the government can't do anything for various political reasons, all we're left with is to place this responsibility squarely on the shoulders of the family. It is the Loughners' responsibility to make sure that their disturbed kid doesn't get a gun. If they
let me tease out your sort of argument on
this.
Go
ahead.
So I guess you send the parents to jail?
We might have to. If this starts, what else do you want to do then? At least I got a solution here. If we're going to have an eruption of crazed kids with guns, if this happens a second time, I think we're going to have to think seriously about that. Because given that everybody has access to a firearm, courtesy of various organizations that have and the Constitution that have made that possible, you no longer can tolerate in the society any overtly angry person, can you? Because you have to assume each one of them has a gun. So the moment that somebody raises the flag of irrationality in his life, we have to assume, we have to start thinking, connecting the dots. What could happen if he gets a gun, and how do we stop that? Right? Or, here's something I would suggest. Everybody trusts the NRA, right? Okay. Anyway, They're not politically controversial because they control everything. So I would say that they start maintaining a no-buy list, all right? And if you suspect a friend or a relative of being either mentally ill or to have an incorrigible anger problem, you call up the NRA, and they put that name. This is non-governmental. Don't worry. There's no government ID or gun control of any kind here. NRA puts it on the no-buy list. And responsible gun shops would then be able to consult that no-buy list if somebody presents himself wanting to buy a firearm. And if the name is on there, no gun for you today.
No gun today. I think there's a song, isn't there, something along that line? Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat of Vermont, calling the shooting the result of seething rhetoric. When do we get to the point of trying to calm down the situation, not to be able to protect yourself,
But at what point does it get to be cartoonish? Ridiculous.
Ike calls in from Charleston, South Carolina. You're on, Sir of the Year.
I finally get to listen live on a smartphone through TuneIn Radio. I am so happy to talk to you, sir. Listen, I've got two ideas for you. One, if you want to buy a handgun, I think you ought to have to be put through a 90-minute minimum of a psych evaluation before you can get that gun.
How's it done in other countries, Ike? Do you know how other progressive countries, Western countries, if you will, handle licensing people who desire to own a firearm? I don't. I asked the question because I don't know. Somebody may know the answer. I throw it out there.
Well, the only one I'm familiar with is Australia, and they are quite rigid, and they will put you through a psych evaluation if they have any suspicion that you're unbalanced. But I also have another point, too. That would be that, look, I don't mind anybody owning a gun, but I know personally people that have been shot, and they've been to financial ruin. Their families have been devastated financially. And I think that if you want to own a gun, you should be paying the cost the same way that people went after tobacco users and claimed that it was a high cost to society. Then I think that the gun owner should be putting money into a pot, either through insurance or increased cost on permits and ammunition and guns themselves to be able to compensate victims.
A very interesting idea. Let me go one step further, or let me see if I've captured your idea. To take, as has been suggested before, the object which causes the problem, and people will not argue about, they'll say, well, it's the gun that caused the problem, it's the people who use them. All right, but let's put that aside for just a second. Tobacco products. If, in fact, you didn't use them, you wouldn't get sick, but you do use them. So you want to use them, you pay a price for that. Now, the tax is about $4 for a package. So why not tag? Maybe somebody ought to come up with that as a piece of legislation.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You
could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Number four on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the president's speech in Tucson. The president got good marks, high marks, in fact, from both sides of the aisle. It was a very good speech. And never mind who's on the aisle. The average American watched that, listened to it, perhaps read about it, and got a good feeling. Maybe this is the turning point for President Obama's presidency, as he learned some lessons. Number of critics, though, who were upset about the crowd reaction, the event seemed, it just didn't feel comfortable. So now that's what we'll dig around in for a while in this hour of our countdown. Here from CBS, John Dickerson speaks with Politico's Roger Simon and White House correspondent Chip Reed, who seemed to agree the president was put in an awkward position by all the cheers in the crowd, but he did seem to pull it off with dignity.
The president was doing a lot of things here. He was talking about the victims, the heroes. He was delivering a medical update, and he was also talking about the nation. How'd he do?
I thought he did extremely well, and it was a difficult speech to deliver. Like most reporters, I get an advanced copy, and I read it quickly, and then I wait for the president to speak. But on paper, it was written for a much more solemn setting. It was written for the National Cathedral. Instead, it was 14,000 kids in a gymnasium, basically, and no one expected, I don't think, whistling and hooting and cheering. The president managed to carry it off using the same language. He managed to use the crowd appropriately to get some serious points across, where they come together as a nation, some very emotional points across, as the one that we've just heard, and some kind of message of hope. But there was also a stern message to the country. He said, we cannot even begin to talk about what divides us because we're basically unworthy of it. We're not prepared to have this discussion without indulging in more harsh rhetoric. And therefore, we can't start it yet.
I want to get back to that question about unworthiness in a second, though. Chip, let me ask you, what was the White House expecting? And when they had the speech in their hands, walked into the venue, did they know it was going to have this mix of, you know, memorial and pep rally?
I think they probably figured it out when the president walked in and there was a scream that went up like I've never heard before. It really was extraordinary because I think, like Roger, I and Robert Gibbs said today, he too were expecting a much more solemn occasion. In fact, I counseled the executives in New York that the speech would probably be the predicted 16 to 18 minutes because I didn't see many applause lines in it. It went on for 35 minutes, largely because of the applause, and the president got pumped up in a way, a kind of in a rally-esque kind of way that I don't think anybody really expected. It really did read. Roger's exactly right. I was going to say that same thing. This was really written for the National Cathedral, and it just came off very differently, but I think the general consensus is the president really pulled it off here. And, you know, there have been all those complaints about the president in the past, calling him Spock-like, emotionally detached, remote. I think those days are over, John.
800-510-8255. You'll join me. I'm Doug Steffen. As we discuss this service itself, we went from CBS now to NBC, where Chuck Todd and Savannah Guthrie discuss why they believe that this cheering during the service was actually a healing moment for the people in Tucson.
Hey, I want to talk just a moment. You were there last night. There was a cathartic feeling to watching, you know, people are trying to be judgmental about certain things. That felt like a town that was just exhausted, emotionally exhausted, yeah, and needed a moment to just feel a little bit better.
Well, you know, we did see some comments, or some people thought it was odd that there were cheers at this memorial service, and I think...
But not for you at all, was it?
The context matters a lot here, and I think, first of all, this took place in an arena, a basketball arena, usually a joyous place there, and here's a community coming together, and it really, to me, felt like an overflowing of pent-up emotions.
Emotional exhaustion.
And also to have the President of the United States speaking so movingly about members of this community, I think people were clapping to say, yes, we agree. We loved those people, too. And so there were some very, very memorable moments.
Now it's time for talk radio to be in the focus. Here we start with radio host Michael Graham. Loud cheering, handing out T-shirts seemed to make it bizarre in his take.
Please welcome the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
You have to jump in here, please. And then straight to the phone, just 617-822-1969. Didn't the guy sound like he was introducing acts at Vegas? You know, it's funny. My wife and I fell into watching part of Ocean's 11. It was on cable. And it showed the scene of the boxing match, you know, in Vegas. That's what it sounded like. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping up 245 pounds, the president of the... His introduction of what's her name? Napolitano. She's done a fine job. What do you mean she's done a fine... What are you doing? This is a memorial service. A funeral. This is a moment of horror and office and the tragic wake of a terrible crime. I've never seen anything like it.
You watch this thing and you watch the president come in, and that's when they started kind of rolling. Watch the president come in with Napolitano and the first lady, and you felt bad for them. The crowd was, it was a standing, oh, it was an exuberant Four local fueled standing, oh, what it sounded like. And it was awkward. And they didn't feel, you could tell, I've never seen, and the president did a great job, even from the outset, at handling the awkwardness. Because the crowd was going nuts. It was as if the applause sign, if there was one or many, were set on random.
Right.
Because the applause and a 9-year-old little girl who was killed.
I have never seen anything like it. And I wish I could say, Rob, it was completely coincidental. But it wasn't. It was organized by the University of Arizona and the pro-Obama folks. I'm not blaming President Obama. In other words, it's not his fault that his supporters are this enthusiastic. But they are.
Barbara listens to the countdown in Virginia. Here's what she found.
I want to go down the list a little bit. I'm not surprised at all. I watched almost the whole thing, and I turned it off because I was getting uncomfortable through the whole thing. But President Obama went way too long for memorial. Totally out of context. When you start saying the word uniting together, using the finger-pointing word, that's it. It's over. It's out of context. That has nothing to do with the memorial and sharing that time with the victims. If it was my fiance or my daughter, that would have been totally uncomfortable. You know, I don't think in the first prayer that the gentleman did, the Native American, it was a great prayer, but I'm not sure if the word Jesus Christ was used. So that set the tone right then. And the second thing that I want to say about the second person that spoke was the president, of the university. That set the tone right then. When the cheering went on, I felt like the typical 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds, that they're immature when it comes to social skills. And when you're in a memorial, keep your eye on the ball. And that is remorse for the victims, nothing about Arizona, nothing about the community, but about, you know, lifting those people up. And the representative, her name was mentioned more than the victims that actually died. I was uncomfortable because they weren't given recognition soon enough.
All right. Jeez, my God. There are people who can pick apart anything, find anything. Some people can find anything. We are so critical as a society. My God. Oof. All right. And that's my aim there is on Barbara's. Although I think it was, in fairness, uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable to watch. But timing how long the president spoke and how long he spoke about each person. Jeez. Some of you people need to get a life. Jake is in Georgia with thoughts on the countdown on this whole affair. I guess the focus here, you want to talk about Michelle Obama?
It's amazing how some minds can think alike, because I told my daughter the same thing last night as we was watching. When they started applauding, they was reading the names of the deceased, and these people, you know, they applauded. So I told my daughter, I said, why in the world are these people applauding? I said, I don't understand. This is a memorial service, not a graduation, you know, kind of setting for that. I mean, I'm like you, Michelle Obama, and them, their faces, their expression.
Yep.
I know the whole setting. When, like you said, the camera would go back to her face, it was like she was kind of like, I can't believe these people. And actually, it reminded me of like a high school kind of graduation with some of the people yelling. You know,
yeah.
I mean, just how, but that's just totally inappropriate.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, 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 it was. And that's what we seem to be agreeing on.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the discussion of the Haitian earthquake, 1 year to the day. Tanya Rivera speaking with Dr. Daniel Gorzon and contractor Tim Trainer.
So as you, of course, are well aware, today marks the one-year anniversary of the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that hit Haiti. Yet many reports say there hasn't been much change. Can you tell us why that is so?
Yeah, you know, Tanya, that question is one that we ask ourselves every year. As you know, I've been coming down here a little over 12 years, and every time we come back, we keep asking ourselves, why doesn't Haiti flourish like its neighbor, the Dominican Republic? The answer has always been the same, and unfortunately, it's the same after the earthquake, and it's due to the lack of infrastructure, the government corruption, with money that comes in, not getting directly to the people to improve in the conditions.
There seems to be a great amount of frustration among the aid workers, a number of the NGOs, that really speaks to the fact that they see very easily could be done in a very short period of time to improve the quality of life of the people that are living in these tents, getting into more permanent housing. But that lack of central government, that lack of authority, their sovereignty is still here in Haiti, and you can't just walk in here without their permission and start fixing things and changing things.
Here's the final cut from the news media, final hat trick plus one. CNN's Jonathan Mann speaking with Dr. Henry Ford.
1 year after all of this happened, you've been back a number of times, you're back once again. What's your sense of how Haiti, how Port-au-Prince is doing?
There's no question that the devastation that we saw, the misery, the suffering persists today. It's quite a sombering moment right now for me to recognize that after 1 year, the country is really in a state that I can best describe as suspended animation. Really, not much is going on. You've heard it, the rubble is still there. People, over a million refugees are still in tents, and the medical condition is really not much better.
So much of the help has come from around the world, and when people look at the situation, they say, well, not enough has come from outside. What about the Haitian government itself? You were born in Port-au-Prince. Are the people there frustrated that they haven't been able, that their government hasn't been able to do more?
Well, I think that where we are right now is that we're at a standstill. I mean, there is people want to do People want to contribute to the relief effort. People want to actually try to make a difference. But the impasse that we find ourselves in, that reversal of the political system, has basically put a complete halt to everything.
Talk host Paul W. Smith on his radio program speaks with fellow talk show host on the same station, in fact, Mitch Albom. He happens to be in Haiti doing relief work and doing his program from there this week.
I know you'd like to say things are a heck of a lot better a year later. Maybe they're a heck of a lot better, but I understand they're still quite bad.
Well, you know, it's a pretty torn country, and you can still see a year later rubble in the streets, and even worse, a small tent for living outside a year later, and sadly, a lot of those tents have become permanent homes for a lot of the residents here. At this particular mission orphanage that we have here, our goal is, you know, as I've said before, you can't fix the whole country, but you can fix a little piece of it, and we're working on fixing a piece of it right here. We're building a school that we have 25 people here from Detroit who came down with us that we lovingly nicknamed the Detroit Muscle Crew, and they're a group of carpenters and roofers and electricians and all the rest. And in addition, we brought medical people with us this time, and between all the elbow grease in the building and the medical staff, we've managed to do great things. Even the few days we've been here, we'll be here the rest of the week.
It is astounding. On this anniversary date, they are still finding bodies in the rubble. We still have survivors living in tents, 380,000 children living in tents. You're trying to help there with your orphanage, with your school, and with the Detroit Muscle Crew that you just talked about. And we salute you for all of that. How many times have you been back to Haiti now?
This is my sixth or seventh trip now. Today, symbolically, we bought 40 beds and put them together, bunk beds, and today will be the first night in a year, Paul, that the kids get to sleep inside. They've been sleeping out on the dirt and the ground since the earthquake a year ago, and we told them this marks the anniversary of the earthquake, but also marks the anniversary of starting a new year, and they need to get back inside and go back to the lives that they had.
Some of them had to sleep outside or in tents before the big problem a year ago. So you're making lives better, not just better from the effects of that earthquake, but better than it was even before then.
Well, we hope so. I mean, I know people say, well, you know, we have problems in Detroit, and that's true, and I've never ducked away from those either, but, you know, sometimes things happen that jump in front of you, as this did, and here you're talking about people staying alive, kids staying alive. We've had kids see doctors here who have never seen a doctor before in their lives.
Two talk radio people, Mitch Albom and Paul W. Smith, talking about Albom's contribution working in Haiti. A lot of talk radio people, more so than talk television people, are advocates for things like this, advocates for change, advocates for help, and this is one example of many people doing an extraordinarily good job in helping, because after all, that's why we're here. Glenn in Grand Rapids, you have something to say quickly.
Yes, I guess a multi-part thing. I was wondering how much the corruption that I had heard early on of the leadership there, or the lack of leadership there, is affecting the aid, and if we're actually experiencing resistance from the general population of America stepping in. And I realize that our tensions might be good, however good they are. We always seem to be at the forefront of any of the headlines of assistance, and we appear to be, you know, just like America's trying to get their finger in one more pie, seems to be the reaction we get from the global community the global community.
Yeah, we're overstepping our bounds. We have too many things to do and not enough money to do it.